I'm Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt, and now I've written over $155 million in annuity production as a solo producer. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field just like you. If you've hit a rough patch in your business, you're not alone. I've helped agents overcome and find success on a daily basis, and now many write over $1 million or more each month. Let me help you do the same. Buckle up, it's time to go to school with The Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, this is Chad Owen, The Annuity Sales Coach, and welcome to today's podcast. As you know, I'm owner of Retirement Realize Agents Academy. I'm all about helping agents get better and better at what they do, helping agents get trained to be experts in the industry, and those agents that are experts, getting them better and better to produce more and more, helping more and more clients, and changing a lifestyle. I love the saying that my vice president of operations said. He came up and he goes, Chad, you live a freedom lifestyle while helping others live a freedom lifestyle. And that's what I get to do. I get to help my agents. I get to help my people enrolled in the academy. I get to help y'all. I get to help friends and family live a freedom lifestyle while living a freedom lifestyle. And how do we do that? We provide a peace of mind. When things are going crazy, our clients do not have to worry about the market volatility. So today, as you know, we've had a crazy situation with the volatility of the market. And there's two reasons. One is because the oil issue we've had between Russia and Saudi Arabia. The other is because of this virus that's going around. And I want to help people understand the importance of how to handle these types of situations. Sometimes people have asked me, they go, Chad, does your industry ever go up and down based off of the market? Or does your business ever fluctuate based off the market? I'm like, no, not really. I mean, it's pretty consistent. When the market's up, people want to protect their money. When the market's down, people want to protect their money. So in my situation, it doesn't matter what the market's doing. I'm always talking about the protection of money, keeping money safe, keeping retirement safe, keeping a peace of mind. So that makes it to where my product is not based off of market conditions, because there's always people getting closer to retirement. There's always people that get tired of market volatility. So I'm going to address something right now about what to do during the pandemic or the shelter at home phase. And this is really important to understand, because this is something that, you know, I've never heard of this. There's many people I've talked to that are a lot older than me that have never seen anything like this. And it's pretty crazy that people are being told to stay at home, shelter at home. But here's some things I would recommend. You know, this is not necessarily a bad thing from the standpoint of opportunity. It's a bad thing. Obviously, one person dies, that's way too many. Somebody gets sick, that's way too many. I heard one time, actually, when my daughter had her major medical incident, the doctor gave me the statistics and the rarity that this would actually happen to someone her age of 12 years old. And I said, yeah, I appreciate that, doctor, but when you're one of the statistics, it really doesn't matter. It actually makes you feel a little worse, because you realize what bad situation actually happened and how rare it is, and your child is the one that actually had it happen. So that being said, I want to help you with what to do in this phase. I actually just got off the phone with an agent, and I was sharing with him what to do. So there's a couple things here. If you truly can't run appointments, in other words, if you're very dependent upon seminars or workshops, those are impossible to do right now, unless you're doing them virtually, which I can share that a little bit about how to do that as well. But if you're running your workshops or your seminars and you can't do those right now, what about taking time to dig deep into training, dig deep into coaching, dig deep into mentorship? If you go on to Retirement Realize Agents Academy, you'll see that we actually have multiple levels that you can jump on board, and you can get trained from me using my individual courses, my individual handouts, my workshops that I have that are all virtual. This is all about helping agents get better at what they do. I have everything that I do personally is on there. All my handouts, all my documents. There's over 45 hours of training. I think I have 6 or 7 individual courses. And once again, I have something that will meet any agent's budget. And you get to learn from someone who literally wrote over 23.7 million last year. I'm over 180 million since 2008 as an individual agent. So dig into training, dig into education, take the online courses. But here's some other things. I know that every 2 years I have to have my continuing education done. And it always sneaks up on me. I'm like, oh, darn it, now I got to do a cram and I got to get everything kind of tied in a short period of time because my license is coming due for renewal. But I haven't done my continuing education. So I have to spend a good day or two going through all the different courses, getting that done. What if you started to do some of your continuing education now, like WebCE or CIRCON or whatever you're doing? You do your continuing education. That way, when it's time for your license renewal, you can say, oh, hey, I already got it all done. I don't need to worry about it. I've taken my courses. That's what I'd recommend. I mean, my license is still about 1.5 years away as far as being renewed, but it wouldn't hurt. Now, I own other companies, so this is actually a time where I'm really digging deep into my other companies. Like I said, the Training Academy, we're doing a whole bunch of training videos right now where we're no longer going to have just the webinars. We're going to actually have each category broken down video by video, lesson by lesson, as far as, okay, this is how you fill out a fact finder. This is how you go through the appointment. This is how you make the phone calls. We're going through everything deep and as far as individual video courses. And that's what we're working on right now. But continuing education is one of those things that's never a bad thing to do to get done ahead of time. That way, when your license is done, you can actually do that. Now, another thing I highly recommend, and I see people doing this that have kids or they have a little bit younger kids, you go take them to the park. Go take them. And now, some cities, though, I got to balance this out. Some cities are complete shelter at home. Like, you can't even go out. But we're still in an area, and a lot of areas I know are still where you can go out. You just can't be around other people. You have to have your distance from them. So do a nature walk. Get out and have some fun. Well, unless you're, of course, in Montana or something, or where it's freezing cold right now. Well, yeah, go ahead. Go do a snowshoe hike. That sounds like a lot of fun. But I know it is. It just is strenuous and is way too cold. But have some time to spend with your family. Do a staycation. You know, play board games. I know it may sound weird, but it really recharges me when I get to spend some time with my family, when I get to hang out with them. We did that on Sunday. We normally have everybody comes over on Sunday and we all hang out together and we have so much fun. Now, we have 8 people in our family total. So in our city, we're under the 10 requirement. And I know it doesn't apply to families, but we're always cautious in making sure we're not getting each other sick. But that being said, be careful as far as going out to stores. Don't go touching things. Don't go licking any bars or anything. I saw that on YouTube the other day, or not YouTube, but Instagram, like the Corona Challenge. How dumb is that? But side note, let's not even worry about that. But get out, spend some time with your family. And then now let's get into virtual meetings. Virtual meetings are something that I find can be very beneficial. And with technology nowadays, there's a lot of ways we can actually meet with the client virtually. Now, I do want to say it is very important when you're doing a virtual meeting to use your webcam. And obviously make sure you don't have a t-shirt on or things like that. And I know this may sound very basic, but I have some agents that once you get in front of that webcam, they think they can just be super comfortable. When you're with clients, I would still wear, like for me, I have a shirt with my logo on it. I would still wear that. And it's also helps too, when you have a shirt with your logo on it, they actually do a quick online search and they see that your shirt matches the logo online on your website. And it actually builds some rapport. It builds the fact that, yeah, this is who is on that website is actually who is speaking with me right now. But these virtual things, I use things like GoToMeeting. That's a big thing. The GoToMeeting is an area where you can actually share your screen. You can write on, if you have one of those touch screens for your computers, which I do. I have a tablet and I have a computer that have touch screens. So I'll literally go through a virtual appointment just like I would if I was face to face. In other words, I'm writing on the screen. They're seeing it virtually as I'm sharing my screen. And I'm able to go through step by step. I'm able to go through the illustrations. I'm able to go through the product just like I would in a normal appointment. Another one that's really good is Zoom. Those are two really good platforms. And between those two, you can do pretty much anything you want. But the virtual meetings, and also, as you know, we have e-apps. You know, the e-apps are great because literally we can sit in our office and we can go over the entire presentation. If they say, hey, this is something I really like, I want to do that, then they can do the signatures right there, send it right back to you. You just wait online as they go through it and they sign it, and then they send it right back to you. Now you got the application in. The only time that becomes a challenge is if you run into an institution that needs a wet signature. In other words, you need to get something written in by hand. In other words, it has to be an ink signature. If that's the case, then just drop by their house. Just say, hey, I just need a quick signature, and then move forward it from there. But that's very rare. Most institutions now, they do not require wet signatures. Most institutions will actually allow faxed transfer forms. But the virtual meetings also can be put together where you do something like, I mean, a lot of people, unfortunately, are not on Facebook the way I am. I have about 3,000 people on Facebook, and I could say something along the lines, now you got to make sure you're licensed in the states you're talking about annuities in. But you could do a very brief course on safe money, how to keep your money safe. You don't even have to go into annuities. You could just do a quick live video. And then if you're interested, please email me, and here is my email. But it's free to do that. And a lot of our friends and family actually are concerned right now about market volatility. So why wouldn't you run a free meeting on Facebook Live? And just now, obviously, this is where there's a balance, though, because I have to be cautious. And I don't mean to always make balancing statements, but it's so important that we're expert in our industry, because if you're face to face and you're all right, you can still sometimes get by. But if you're doing something virtually, it is very important that you're very fluid. You know exactly what you're talking about. You have a plan. You write down your script. Like when I'm meeting with a client, it's very robotic. I know the process. I know what I'm going into next. I know the next document I'm bringing out. I know how to fill out the fact finder. It's very systematic. And that's actually what I do in my academy, is I teach people how to create a systematic process to where it's you can replicate it with any agent. Because if you lay out this is what's next, then this is what next. And then after you've done it 10, 15, 20 times, it's just secondhand nature. It's like a muscle memory type deal. But you want to be very careful in what you say, because all Facebook Live and everything can be recorded. And you should always be like that anyway. And what do I mean by that? Make sure you're not telling, if you're not serious licensed, make sure you're not giving any advice or telling anybody to get in or out of the market. I am not serious licensed. So I will never tell someone, if they say, hey, I have this stock, do you think I should sell it? I'm sorry, I'm not licensed in that area. I can't give you advice on whether you should sell or buy a stock. And, oh, well, what do you think I should do with my 401k? So I would answer the question like this. You don't like the idea of market volatility, right? Well, no, I don't. Do you like the idea of potentially losing any more money? Well, no, I don't. Do you like the idea of not knowing how long your income's going to last because you have no idea where your account value is going to be? Well, no, I don't. Well, the product I have protects your money that way. So if you don't like those scenarios, then you have to put your money in something that provides that type of benefit. Like I said, I'm not telling you to get in or out of the market. I'm just telling you, if you don't like the idea of losing money in the market, then you have to have a product that can do that. If you like the idea of pulling the slot machine arm and potentially earning a huge amount of money, then you have to have a product that does something like that or has that potential. So we're very careful on making sure we don't give advice. And virtual meetings are actually a very good way. I have one I'm actually doing in Dallas. I live in Austin. I'm doing it in Dallas, and I've already sent the illustration. And then on Thursday, I'm going to call him, and we're going to go over that illustration on a virtual platform, such as Zoom or GoToMeeting. So it's also important to understand, too. Now, this is important that we understand how bad your situation is in your city. Like in New York, I wouldn't be doing this. And Southern Louisiana, I wouldn't be doing this. But we have in our city something called essential or non-essential businesses. And so essential businesses are allowed to stay open. Non-essential businesses, you have to shelter at home. In the financial industry, according to the Homeland Security website, financial businesses are considered essential because obviously people need access to us. We can't shut down. So make sure you find out in your state, in your area, what is considered an essential or a non-essential business. I'm not saying break the rules. I mean, if our governor said, hey, everybody hunkers down, then I would abide by those rules and I would honor the authority there. But from the standpoint of, hey, we make the recommendation, if you can stay at home, unless you're essential business, then you can operate. So in my state, I can actually do that. The most important thing is don't be fearful. Walking around thinking every little thing you're going to touch, every little person you're going to contact is a bad thing. I went to our local grocery store on Sunday to grab something. We had some friends in and we're going to make this special dinner and we needed a couple items. And obviously, let's run to the store. But everybody in there was head down, not making eye contact. You could feel the tangible fear in the store. That doesn't help anybody. You can still smile. You can still have fun. You just because you're isolated doesn't mean you need to live in isolation. So make sure we just enjoy each other, have fun, make the most of this situation, be smart, and of course, continue to get educated. So I hope this helps you guys. You have a great day. Happy selling. Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.